Blog Talk Radio. Hi, welcome to Inner Wisdom Radio. This is Mary Feeling, your host, and thank you for joining me today. Today's subject is going to be on spiritual or psychic development, however you want to phrase that or look at that, and how important it is to make it a spiritual development as well as a psychic development. Psychic powers and psychic abilities are really part of the human physical experience, every bit as much as they are part of the spiritual experience. And so it's very important to get a more expansive view by understanding the physical self and how we relate to each other and to life and what are abilities that we brought with us as humans and what are the extra abilities that we step into as spiritual beings as well. The ancient mystery schools in Egypt said that you cannot ascend until you descend, and it's the J hook where you're sitting on the lower part of the J and you descend down in and then up to ascend. And with so much information available today on psychic development, many people are finding themselves very ungrounded in their metaphysical explorations, and they have the knowledge, but they don't have the wisdom, they don't have the experience, and they don't know themselves well enough to really deal with all the things that can come up, mainly fears. When we start developing our psychic abilities, people have often reported that they have very scary experiences or encounter scary creatures or something like that. And to me, when people tell me that, it shows me that they have not really worked through the land of fears yet, and that's a very important first step to do before you embark on any kind of a spiritual or inward journey or anything really. Even if you're going off to college, dealing with your fears is important. And the metaphor for that was shown very clearly in the Bible when it talked about Christ 40 days in the desert battling demons. Really, he was battling his fears before he could really walk purely in spirit. Because as long as we are afraid, then we can be held hostage to any kind of an idea, whether that be from another person, a collective, a company, a country, whatever that may be. So it's so important to deal with our fears. That's step number one. And guess what? The quickest way, the fastest and most direct and most powerful way to deal with your fears is, well, it's to be terrified, and you walk through that then. In my own experience, when I was a very young teenager, I saw the movie The Exorcist, and it terrified me so much that I lived in fear probably a couple of years. I can't even explain the level of fear I went through and the dreams I would have and the psychic experiences I would have, and I really thought I was just being tormented until one day, I snapped up out of that into a higher vibration, and I saw that that was really my angels coming to banish fear from my life and from my awareness and to teach me about it, and that the only reason it looked like darker forces was because I was down in this lower vibration. And when you raise yourself up out of those lower vibrations, you start seeing everything in your life very differently. You see the love and the angelic behind everything. So dealing with your fears is first and foremost and primary. So if you are just embarking on your path, it's important to know that you can deal with these things in a very kind and loving way, and you don't have to go through your dark night of the soul to get there. It's just being aware that we have fear within us. And it really, I would like to maybe correct that, because one of the things I learned in my own exploration is that there is not fear inside me. It's that I was standing next to it, that fear really doesn't exist and it can never really permeate us or do anything to us. It exists out there and we can choose to walk away from it at any time. Well, I'll take a little break from the subject matter. I see that I have some calls on hold, and maybe we'll take a call. And I do invite people calling in with questions about your spiritual development in your path as you're developing your psychic abilities. That's what you're choosing to do. Because I have many, many years of experience of teaching psychic development, tarot, and many other metaphysical subjects, dream interpretation and such. And so this would be a wonderful opportunity for everyone to call in with questions. Okay, we'll take call area code 843.
Hello.
And I'm here. What can I do for you today?
Yes, my name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach. And you were talking about psychic development, and I think sometimes I'm intuitive, but I just want to know, I guess, what specifically, I guess, my path would be.
Okay, well, that's a good question to raise, because I think that we all go through that. It's like, well, what is my strong thing, so I can just go to that and not have to really weed through a lot of other things. But if we look at our intuitive sense as part of our physical nature, and that everybody has these abilities, our clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyance, these are all the same features that we have here in the physical body, being able to see, but they're expanded beyond what we can physically see. And we all have that. But yet, we all have areas of specialty as well, areas that maybe we have developed in past lives or ways that we favor. So let me just see, tap in with you and see what I get there. One thing I do feel... You're correct, you're very intuitive, but you're also very empathetic. And what I mean by that, I mean, people call them empaths or whatever, but I don't know, in a way I think that makes it smaller than it actually is. If you picture two cars driving next to each other, one's going 40 miles an hour, one's going 80 miles an hour, you're not going to see much going on in there. But if two cars are going 40 miles an hour, you could actually hold a conversation with someone in the car next to you because you're going at the same speed. An empath has the ability to regulate their vibration, to move to whatever vibration someone is communicating to them with. And so they make excellent counselors, but they make the best psychics, because psychics that cannot entrain aspects of themselves. Now, obviously, we don't want to entrain our whole self, or we're going to be upset every time somebody else is upset. But if you are able to put an aspect of you in at that vibration, that's the key to being able to really do a good reading. And I feel you have that. Do you find that you pick up on the way people feel a lot? Hello, are you still there? Okay, I think that the call got cut off. So if you are still on the line, or if you can still hear me, I'll go ahead and just finish that conversation before I pick up the next call. If you find that you are really that kind of a person, you may notice that people come to you for advice and various things like that. Now, the one thing about that form of connecting with people is that you have to be very clear to have borders and have that energy to draw that line and not have people like step right in all the time in your vibration. You have to be able to separate. Okay, well, let me go ahead and take the next call. It's area code 207. And hello, can you hear me? Let's try that one more time. Hi, you're on the air now. What can I do for you today?
Yes, hi, you sound fine. My name is Tom.
Hi, Tom. What can I do for you?
I wanted to know what you feel about my living situation.
Okay. Now, is there something specific you would like to know?
There's a chance that I might be moving. I might have to move.
Okay.
There's only a chance, but, you know, I just wanted to know what your input is.
Okay. Well, I pulled a few cards for you, and what I see is this is a moment of decision for you where you're able to see a bigger view. It seems like sometimes the door opens for us and then other times it seems closed, and it's obviously all within our power from a higher level. But there are those moments where everything is in a state of flux, and I do feel that state of flux is with you. So making the decision to leave or whatever, it would be very conducive to making decisions right now. But with that being said, I do feel like there's something that you're unhappy with or that you've been wanting to shift and change in your life, but there is also another part of you that's afraid to make that step. So this may not be the moment where you actually do it, but it could be like a preparation time for you. So okay. I would say this is giving you that moment to really think that over and to get used to ideas and explore things. But it does feel like there might be a little bit of something holding you back, and then it opens up again. So I would look at it through that filter or that idea, and maybe even if it's something you really feel, well, I would really like to do that now, maybe work on whatever the internal is that might be blocking you.
Yeah. Well, I personally don't want to move. It's just that I might have to move.
Okay. Well, I don't feel that... let me just put it this way. Nothing happens in our life without some kind of driving force at some deeper level. So I would look at what is that force that's wanting you to shift around your life. It could be that you're done and you're afraid to move on, or it could be that you're afraid of things changing, and it's giving you an opportunity to expand your horizons so that you are more expansive. Whatever that is, I feel like it's a spiritual thing going on, and it's not this imminent thing that's going to make you move. I feel like something's going to come that will give you more of a choice. So that should a good thing for you. Okay? Well, thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Very good then. Bye. Mm-hmm.
All right. And area code 443. And
hi.
I'm here. Good for you today.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm working on my spiritual journey.
Uh-huh.
And, I was wondering what kind of gifts I have.
Okay, let's see what we get. You know, one of the first things that popped popped through, I guess, I'll just say it that way. When I first stepped into your energy, I really do feel like you are so curious and even like a researcher, that kind of thing. Like you can gather information and distill it into something that other people could understand. So before we even get to that part, I do feel, you know, those TV shows, paranormal investigations and things like that, I feel like you would be really good, not necessarily at that level, at that vibration, but maybe more researching like how people get messages from spirit and things like that, that you may utilize in the future. So just hold that in the back of your mind so that if you find yourself in that position, that could be a validation. I also heard that you're very clairaudient, and to let you know that not always is it a voice in our ears. When we first start developing our clairaudience, it's actually a thought. Like if you were to think of your phone ringing right now and we say, oh, okay, I'm thinking of my phone ringing. The more you focus your attention on something, the more vivid and real it becomes. And so you focus more attention and energy on it, and then after a while, you're literally hearing this in your mind. So I would consider really developing that, because you have a lot of guides around you, and you have a communication guide, which is a guide that maybe is taking on the role of giving you the message more auditory, which I think is very good in a lot of ways, because then it lets you know that this is a message from spirit, so we can let go of our ownership inhibition that holds us back sometimes and makes us doubt. So
right.
Anyway, I do feel that you also are very clear at seeing things as well. So I think you have a lot of talents there, and that you've got good counseling energies. Have you thought of becoming a reader?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Have you thought of becoming a reader?
I would love to do that.
Well, I think you've got all the ingredients, and I would just say see it as a spiritual journey. Deal with self, because the more filters we clear within ourselves, which are beliefs and limitations and fears, the better we are at mirroring back someone else. And so I think that you have a great potential there. So I would continue to work on self and see how that grows.
Can you tell me if that guide is a male or female?
Well, now, probably if I was anybody else, I could say it very clearly. To me, I really, when I step into spirit, it really transcends ego identification and sex of being, although I know many people still view it from the human experience and experience it like that. But I would say if I were to step into your energy, I feel it's a male energy. But it's a very androgynous type of an energy, but it's a strong, solid, and a very quiet, calm voice. So that's something you can listen for. Spirit guides never tell us what to do or order us around. And if it does appear that guides are doing that, it's really our ego, maybe the filter of our ego interpreting the guide's message. So always seek to get at a higher vibration so you can see it from the true place. And I really think that this guide will make it himself, we'll just say that, known more and more. So thank you for your call. Question.
Well,
thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. We have another call. And let's see. That is area code 843. And hello, you're on the air. What can I do for you?
Hi. You were talking to me earlier and my call dropped. You were telling me that I was empathetic, and then all of a sudden I didn't hear you anymore.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm glad you called back. Now, I believe, if I can step back into that vibration, I believe I was talking about the ability to entrain to other people, and which, honestly, whether our knowing comes through visual or feeling or hearing, whatever it comes through, it's really taking us to the destination of knowing. And so often in my classes that teach, people ask me, well, I can't see. I don't have any visual when I close my eyes, whatever. And I say, well, did you know that that was a blue card? And they said, yes. And it's like, well, if we're at our destination, why would we get back in on the bus? And all of these abilities are really vehicles taking us to a knowing. Now, with empathetic people like you, and I would like to come up with a different term because I don't want to associate with what typically people connect with that word, but people that have knowing, they say, well, I don't know how I got here. I didn't ride the bus of clairvoyance. I didn't see a vision, so I don't know really if I can trust this. And so in a way, it's hard for the people with that skill. But on another level, they have the supreme skill of just knowing their knowing. So I would suggest you just trust your knowing. And it does not matter how much evidence someone can pile up and sit in front of you. Just say, I know this to be true, whether I can believe it or not. And just keep doing that. And the validation will come. One time I had a dream where I was standing in front of two elevators and a spirit guide was with me. And one of the elevators opened and the floor did not meet up with the car of the elevator. And I said, I don't know if I want to get on there. And the guide said, well, don't. So other people got on. We got on the other elevator and it opened up and it was fine. And I said, can I go back and check to see if that elevator crashed? Because that's what I was afraid of when I saw it like that. And the guide said, no, because you cannot bring magic into the world of logic. It can't live there. You have to trust and your validation will come later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the message I would give to you. Even if it doesn't look like it, just trust. Your validation will come later. Validation isn't even important. And I feel like there are a number of situations you have going on in your life right now to varying degrees where maybe people aren't validating certain things that you think, like you may sense that people are feeling something or thinking something, and they're saying, no, no, I don't. Obviously, people know themselves, and we can't tell people what they're feeling, because often mm-hmm. people don't. So it's saying, just trust your knowing, and know that it's sometimes these communications aren't to act out in the physical yet, that you're just ahead of time or above time. And okay. that will help you to get very much in a balance with yourself so that you can see things very distinctly and clearly. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But, is there a training for that? Because I think, isn't that more clairsentience than anything?
Well, clairsentience can talk about, yeah, feelings, but clairsentience is often in a heightened version of a normal sense, like where you get the prickly things on the back of your neck or mm-hmm. response, you get this kind of thing. Our gut reaction to things, our knowing, is an intuitive, empathetic sense. I would say, well, first of all, I teach pretty extensive courses on psychic development. I'm going to be offering Psychic Development 1 online, where it's really a basic foundation, and it talks about all these different things. But I have always said in my classes, who cares how we break it down? I think we break it down to help understand certain ways things come in. But like if I were to say to you right now, you are perceiving this phone call in the room around you, what sense are you using? And it's like, well, I'm looking at the computer screen, I'm hearing your voice, I'm feeling the temperature of the room. We have a lot of input. Now, maybe we see predominantly visual or something like that, but we're getting impressions from all of our faculties. And so the more we open up and not limit it to describing it as one or the other, even if we made predominant.
Okay.
So I think you get impressions from so many different angles that sometimes it can be confusing because you're getting it all. So maybe just seeing it like that and training to the vibration and knowing that you get more information than most people around you. So you don't get a lot of information right now. Well, let me see. What would be a good thing to tell you to work on as far as developing? And I pulled the card of many talents. Isn't that funny? It's saying to go out in the world, and I think confidence, and I know this is a strange thing to tell someone for developing their psychic abilities, but this is what came. There are groups like Toastmasters, where you go and you speak in front of groups and you gain confidence. There are a lot of different types of things that you can do. I would say really go for that in the communication. Start developing your communication skills. The reason I'm saying that is that really opens up the throat chakra. And that is where you have power of choice about what input comes in. That's where our real boundaries lies, in our throat chakra. So developing your confidence, or even reading books about it, I think what you'll find is you've already developed a lot of this. You've had a lot of lives where you have developed these things. And you have a great ability to counsel people, so you can use your abilities in every area of life.
Okay. Well, and what was the name of the group again? Toastmasters.
It's actually like a free little group that you can look up online that are in pretty much every area, where everybody practices giving talks in front of each other, and then they critique each other. It helps you to get over those that nerves or fear from communicating, because I don't know if this is in this life or maybe in a past life, but it feels more like this life, like there might have been a male energy that was a little strict or something that I'm just feeling around the time when you were younger, it just wasn't always an easy thing just to freely express. Like there might have been a lot of rules about being quiet or something.
No, it was past life, because I really didn't have any male figures earlier in my life. It was past life, and I can verify that. My first angel reading, that was one of the reasons I'm here, is to speak my truth because of that past life.
Okay. That's good to continue on with that. And did you say you did not have a male role model early on?
I did not.
Okay. You know, this could be part of it as well, just as far as what I was seeing about this life, is that may have been the block because you didn't have that whole half of the equation to learn how to express to. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So that might be part of it. I would say open up to that because there's a lot of potential. And I even see you opening up, but this could lead you to professional arenas as well, because there's a lot of charisma with you. And honestly, charisma is just self-love, a true self-love, not the kind of self-love that we're trying to compensate for hating ourselves in other areas, but the true self-acceptance that you have that. And I think you could really be a good role model for a lot of people. So I wish you a lot of success, and I think you'll have it. So I appreciate
you
calling.
Yeah, how do I get in touch with you? I like the way you teach. I like the way you talk.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so kind. Well, my website is telepathictv.com.
Okay.
And I also have another website, which is maryfeeling.com. And tells a little bit about some of the classes. And I do have some online, but there's a lot more coming. And people do Skype into my classes, too, if that's ever of interest. I'm actually starting a development part one pretty soon, I think in the middle of July. But give that some thought, because I have things going on all the time, and I'd love to hear from you.
Yes, I just wrote your information down, so I will be getting back to you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You have a good day, too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much to everybody that called in, and it really is important to see things in a holistic view. I know when I first started getting into the spiritual stuff, I wanted to just leave my life and go sit somewhere and do this stuff all day. And I felt that my everyday life was keeping me from it. And then one day, through a lot of my own personal growth, I realized that my spiritual, my sacred spirit path is everywhere my feet land. And that's in the middle of a shopping mall, or in a church, or in the woods, or wherever it is I am, and that's what we're really here to develop, is that firm foundation within ourselves, and not get pulled away into superstition, fear, paranoia, guilt, doubt, all these things that really hold us back, because we're either in growth or we're in protection. And when we're afraid and when we're doubting ourselves and questioning our abilities, that's when we are in protection, and our whole body shuts down. Our digestion shuts down. We don't remove toxins out of our body because we're in a state of panic and terror. So if you free yourself from all that, you're in a state of growth, and that's always the direction that we're here to go in. And as far as developing our psychic abilities, a lot of that is based and hinged on our belief in good and evil and banishing that. The poet Rumi says there exists a field outside of the land of right doing and wrongdoing. I'll meet you there. And it's really a whole other universe. We're all trapped in the world of good and bad, where we're putting a bad marble in here, a good marble over here, and we're evaluating every experience, and we're not living it or experiencing it. So it is a wonderful thing to step out of that arena and to get into a higher place. And let's see, there was something else I was going to say, but I guess we're getting a little low on time. I air Tuesdays at 11:30, and I also have a TV show called Telepathic TV, which has been airing since, 15 years, something like that. And we're live on Thursday nights Eastern, and you can call in at 8:30 to 9:30. It's a live television show you can watch at telepathictv.com. And there are many in the archives that you can listen to. And so you're welcome to watch there, too, with my partner Neville, and we talk about subjects such as banishing fear and how to really become more conscious and take power in your life and not give your power away to fear and control and various things like that. So developing your spiritual and psychic abilities, I think I'll continue this topic next week because it's a big one, and how you can start trusting yourself. It's a matter of trust. It's not here to develop anything. It's here to trust our already existing faculties, getting our doubt out of the way. First you know, then you doubt. And it's really important to start trusting yourself. Well, it was my joy and honor to be here today, and please join me next week. Thank you very much.